With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police were busy nabbing impaired drivers over the weekend, at least four to be exact. The first was on Friday night when a 24-year-old driver struck a parked vehicle in the area of Curry Avenue and Roselawn Drive. 4 hours later, a driver was found asleep at the wheel near Jefferson Boulevard and Tecumseh Road East. Windsor police have also arrested a 57-year-old man in connection with at least seven break-and-enters. All of them happened along Tecumseh Road East between July 2023 and February 27th of this year. He's now facing multiple break-in-related charges. Another feeder facility for the Windsor Assembly Plant has a new contract. Workers at HBPO, represented by Unifor Local 444, ratified a 3-year deal. 74% of them said yes. That's the second Windsor Assembly supplier with a contract in place. Avences is up next. Premier Doug Ford will be in Windsor, Essex later Monday morning. He's expected to be accompanied by MTO Minister Pravmi Sukaria. Media reports have indicated that Ford will announce a new interchange for Banwell Road and the EC Row Expressway near the under-construction EV battery plant. Several news organizations have retracted a photo featuring Britain's Princess Catherine and her three children. The BBC reports that the photo, taken by Prince William and released by Buckingham Palace, may have been manipulated. Reuters and AP have issued kill notices, which are put out when a story needs to be retracted. There have been speculation about Kate's health as she is recovering from abdominal surgery. It'll cost you a little more to park at Windsor Regional Hospital starting April 1st. At both campuses, parking rates will go from $3 to $3.50 for the first hour and from $1 to $1.25 for each additional hour. Daily maximum rates will also go up from $7 to $8. The municipality of Leamington is putting in a bike path. Despite restrictions against bike use on the promenade itself, people are still riding bicycles on it, hence the need for a dedicated path. Work has begun on it with completion set for late spring or early summer. Oppenheimer was the big winner at Sunday night's Academy Awards in Los Angeles. It took seven awards, including Best Picture, Best Director for Christopher Nolan, Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, and Robert Downey Jr. for Best Supporting Actor. Emma Stone won her second Best Actress award for Poor Things. Divine Joy Randolph won Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers. In sports, the LaSalle Vipers fell to Chatham 5-4 in triple overtime in the Junior B playoffs Sunday. The first round series is now knotted at 1. In women's pro hockey, Boston beat New York 3-2 and Ottawa doubled up Montreal 4-2. In spring training, the Blue Jays were in split squad against the Orioles, tying one game 6-6 but losing the other 11-6. The Tigers beat the Mets 3-2. In men's college hoops, Michigan lost to Nebraska 85-70, while Michigan State fell to Indiana 65-64. Monday morning's weather, sunny, breezy, and up to 10. Clear Monday night, low of plus 3. More sunshine and a milder 16 Tuesday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.